Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Girly Whirlies Show. This is just us girls today. I kind of had the giggles. I am a bit hyper already in the car. I was kind of, I think, in a bit of a mood. And as soon as I sat down here, Sam has given me the giggles. So how are we, girls? How have you been? It's about to be Bank Holiday weekend. So when you're hearing this, you'll probably be recovering from St. Patrick's Day. Let me know if you have any let me know if you had plans, if you did anything fun. Me and Sam actually have no plans, so we'll have had a very quiet weekend. Actually, it's kind of purposeful. It's on purpose that we have no plans. I got my BBL Moxie facial done yesterday. People genuinely, when I say that, think I got a BBL. I obviously did not get a BBL in my bum. BBL Moxie is a facial that I got done a few weeks ago that I talked to you about. I actually came in and recorded an episode straight after it, and I was feeling sunburnt and kind of like heat stroke, sunstroke. So if you got a BBL Moxie facial done, it's amazing. The glow is so real. But I would recommend you go home and lay down with some ice on your face afterwards. But I get it done at Eden Medical and it is stunning. So you get it done about three times. It depends on how much you need it done. But this is my second time, so I'll post a little update on Instagram or TikTok of how my skin is. But it basically gets rid of like all your redness and pigmentation, which I love my freckles, but I have like a lot of freckles. So we're like keeping the freckles like on my nose, under eye, that kind of area. But there's a lot of just like pigmentation, kind of not age spots, because I don't have age spots, but you know, that kind of sun damaged skin is kind of, I feel, how my skin was looking recently. So it's gorgeous. I highly recommend. I don't really have any other catch-ups for you. Life's been very nice and quiet. I've kind of been saying no to everything this month, which has been really nice. I've kind of just been laying low. It's been very enjoyable. Bestie Hannah brought me to, they're in the gym that we're both in. We actually hadn't been together yet, and there's a really nice spa and like sauna, steam room, everything, which I hadn't taken advantage of because, girlies, I gotta be really honest, I was way too scared and too nervous to go get into like a little bathing suit. I know that's really stupid, and it's what we talk about all the time, just these weird insecurities. I was just feeling really nervous and I didn't want to do it on my own. So bestie Hannah, me and her went, and now I'm a full spa girl. I've been in the cold plunge pool. It's my new favorite thing. But I wasn't let go this morning because of my face, which is really sad. I've kind of been missing it already. But that's kind of a new thing I've been doing this week, a new thing that I've been implementing. Like last week's episode, I said the five things we're going to challenge ourselves to. I hope you've been trying them, and let me know if you have and how it's been going for you. I won't go through it again, but it was kind of like saying no to a drink. It's about taking the compliment and doing this for you. It's like working on your morning and evening routine. I feel like that little spa moment has become a part of my morning routine. I've been really enjoying it. So hopefully I can go tomorrow. We'll see how my face is. But I could not step foot in a sauna or steam room with this face. It's quite scary looking, but it would actually just really hurt anyway. But anyway, girlies, so today what I thought we would chat about is I put up a question box on Instagram. And I was like, let's catch up. But I was really just doing it for like little casual catch up on my story. Like usually on Instagram, people are kind of asking where things are from, or, you know, things like that, like recent purchases, or they ask about the BBL Moxie, like things like that. So I thought, though, there was a few of them that were quite nice, like deep. You always get the like superficial like hair questions. That's perfect. That's what we're here for. We're here to talk about beauty and makeup and hair and everything and clothes. But then sometimes, or a lot of the time, there's the really nice kind of deeper questions that I feel like are always good for the pod, because in a story it's really hard to answer those questions. There's not enough room, there's not enough time, and the podcast is where we like to get nice and deep and chat about all those things. Before we begin, Naked Fashion, thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. We love you so much. Check the description below for a link to Naked Fashion so you can shop and shop all things for spring. Myself and Sam are going to Sydney soon. Oh my God, it's in like 2-3 weeks time. We're so excited. So I've been doing lots of shopping for that, and you're going to be seeing a lot of spring outfits from me while we're away, and it's all Naked bits. It's really cute blazers, really cute skirts, really pretty shoes. I'm getting into ballet flats, girlies. I got a really cute sparkly pair. I'll put them on my story. But check the description below, and there will be a sale or code or any of the info for you below to get a discount. And we love you, Naked. Thank you so much. So, okay, I think we have like 4 or 5 questions that we're going to go through today. Let's begin with, someone said, can you tell us about life before Instagram? Did you enjoy your job and your life? So I feel like I've talked a good bit about the like just before, like what I was working at, what I was doing. But I guess you kind of, sometimes you tell a story once and you kind of just think you've told it enough because you forget that there might be new people listening, or like, you know, not everyone listens to every single thing or sees every single thing. And I just am always afraid of repeating myself. But I guess it's a good question. And then with that question, I have been asked, like a lot of the time it's about like getting into social media and stuff like that. So we can talk about that. So where it really all began was Agony Aunt. I think next week, well, next week is our final season episode of season 3. So next week, I think we'll do how we began, was like, we'll do a full Agony Aunt again and we'll get all your funny stories and stuff. So that's like how I started on Instagram. But I was really like a makeup artist before that. I was working for Charlotte Tilbury and I loved being a makeup artist until I didn't actually, until I realized I can't do retail anymore. And then I was like in admin jobs. I was a receptionist. I did all that kind of stuff. So I did try the corporate vibes. And I also studied arts. So I studied art history and sociology in UCD. So that's what I studied straight out of school. In school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I really had no idea. Well, I thought I wanted to do psychology and I didn't get into psychology. I missed it by a few points, which it was so meant to be, because that turned out to be a really difficult course. And it was just, well, I guess I did do psychology lectures and stuff, or modules in UCD while I was studying, but I'm glad it wasn't like my degree because it was very full on and I don't think I'd have gone on to be a therapist or a psychologist, etc. But I feel like this is my way of expressing my love for psychology, because I love talking to you about my problems, your problems. I love analysing everything and everyone. And me and my girls do that all the time together. The group of us just sit and analyse each other and everyone in the world. And it's our favourite thing to do over a glass of wine. But so yeah, I graduated, got a degree, don't really use it at all, but I still think it's good to get, you know, if you go to college but you hate what you're doing, if you can finish it, try and finish it, get your degree out of it. I'm glad I did it. In hindsight, it was probably painful at the time. It didn't feel painful at the time. Looking back, I'm sure there was a few times that I wanted to drop out, but I just thought, okay, just get through it. Then I studied makeup, became a makeup artist. Actually was studying fashion buying too. I did a fashion buying course, a part-time fashion buying course in Portobello Institute, but then COVID came like right when you're kind of meant to go and do like an experience. I thought I'd go and do like an internship in Primark or something like that. Actually, oh my God, I remember I interviewed for one of them. I'm not going to say like what Irish retailer, but it was the most traumatizing interview of my life. I left it crying. I left the interview crying and I was like, and I didn't even, well, no, I did think fashion buying was what I wanted to do, but I didn't know if my whole heart was in it. And then I left that interview crying. And then I kind of just was like, okay, let's park the fashion buying. And then social media kind of happened by accident, lockdown hit, and I started talking to you girlies. But the question being, like, did I like my job and my life before it? I mainly remember really, really hating my job. And I think when you hate your job, it kind of feels like you hate your life, because your job, and okay, so when I really hated my job, it was in retail. I just couldn't hack it anymore. I was so sick of the grind of like the pressure of sales, like the pressure of selling lipstick was weighing on my soul. And I just thought that was insane. Like, I was just like, I am not curing cancer, but the pressure I'm feeling in this job feels that way. Like, it just, I know that sounds really silly, but that was the environment, that was the atmosphere, that was the attitude. It was like the be all end all was making a sale of lipstick or face cream, or, you know, and I was just there to have a good time. Like, I just wanted to have fun, be nice to customers, enjoy the gals, get paid, and then have fun with my friends. I was not seeing it as like my life, job or career, but I think that's why it didn't go well for me, because I think that didn't go down well, was that I wasn't really taking it very seriously, maybe. I don't know, but I just had to get out of there. And that's when I kind of then dipped into corporate life, being a little receptionist. Good morning, how may I help you? I did love being a receptionist. Then I was a little personal assistant for a while. I did love that kind of area. But again, it wasn't my career. It wasn't my life path. They were really just stepping stones. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I really had no idea. I could never put into words that what I do now is really what I always wanted to do, but I didn't know it existed. I didn't know I could do it. I didn't know what to call it. I just knew I wanted to work for myself and like be creative in my own way, and not being like not having to work for someone else, really. Sam knows this. I'm really bad at being told what to do. I hate being told what to do. It's a toxic trait. But I, so that's also why retail did not go well for me, was I hated being told what to do. And that's why now working for myself is the best thing that could happen for me. It's, I know it's so bold, even I feel terrible even admitting that I like, but I hate being told what to do. So I hated my job. To answer that question, yeah, no, I never had a job that I felt fulfilled or that I loved or I felt like this is my path. I always just saw it as stepping stones. But even when I was like, hey, this is a stepping stone, it felt, I felt quite miserable. I was like, where am I going? What am I doing? I felt so lost and so confused because I had no idea what was going to come. So in hindsight, what I will say is if you're feeling really lost and really confused, maybe you're in a job that is, it's causing you so much stress and anxiety. I feel you. I understand you on every level, and it is not your fault. Don't blame yourself. It's really easy to blame yourself. You think it's your fault, your problem. Maybe someone in your work environment absolutely hates you and gives you the worst treatment, and it is not a you problem. It feels like you problem, but it is not you. That's on them. And my advice, honestly, is get out if you can. If it's a job, you can leave, and you're in a position where you're safe to leave a job. I was lucky enough that I could just leave. I was living with my mum at the time, so I was able to leave and not have to worry about a lot of bills or, you know. I actually left and not even had a job lined up. I was just that anxious and stressed by it. I was like, I can't do it anymore. So I highly recommend that if you can, you can escape it if you want to, and if you're in a safe space to do so. And if you can, get the fuck out, because there is more out there for you. You should not have to be putting up with a shit person or a shit job, and there is so much more out there for you, and you never know how to connect the dots. You just start connecting the dots, and each dot leads you to the next. So all the jobs I worked before were my little dots. I didn't know how they were connecting. I didn't know where they were going, but as you connect the dots, you figure it out, and it will work out for you. And did I like my life? Yes, I did. I did love my life before social media. I never would have said I hate my life. I've always been very grateful. I have amazing people around me. I have my Sambe, my mum, my family, my best friends. I've always had a good, I've always enjoyed my life. It was always the worst thing, I think, that, well, shit has happened in my life, but I've always enjoyed it. I've always seen the good. And I think the only times I've ever been like, fuck this, is it being in a job that I couldn't stand. So I hope that was a long-winded answer to your question. I think how I would answer it is I'm so much happier now, and I'm so grateful that I am where I am. And this is the happiest I've found myself in my life, even though I talk to you about my problems all the time. In hindsight, in the grand scheme of things, yes, I'm definitely in my happiest, I think, in my life and my job. Okay, someone said, how do I love myself first and not seek validation from men? In brackets, I'm just out of a 2-year relationship. This was a big thing for me after my first breakup. Younger me definitely was always seeking validation from men, but I didn't realise at the time. When I look back, I realised that. And I think my first biggest realisation of that is, I've talked about it before, I talked about it all fucking time, is when my parents split, and then that same time I had my first heartbreak. So like at once I felt like there was two men in my life, like just not wanting me anymore, rejecting me, yada yada yada. So male validation was a big thing for me, and I was seeking their validation for like a long time afterwards, or like I was really not dealing well with the rejection of it all. So that was, I think, my biggest lesson in, okay, I don't fucking need men anymore. It takes time to like let go of needing validation from men. I think if you've like always kind of felt that way, it takes a little time and practice. I think how I learned it was, the first thing I realized was like, okay, I need to find my independence first. I need to find who I am without the boyfriend, who I am without, you know, this, that, the other. I needed to find out who I was on my own. I was in college at the time, so that was probably a good time for like figuring out who you are, even though it's a very scary time. It was a scary, vulnerable time. But I remember actually one thing that really helped me was, in first year college after heartbreak, I was like, okay, I'm really gonna focus on my fashion right now. I'm really gonna like hone in on what I like to wear. I think this is when I actually know I loved clothes in school. I always loved getting dressed up, but I think this is when I kind of started to dig into like my own personal style. Was, I was like, okay, I'm not dressing for anyone else anymore. I'm not dressing like wondering, will he think I look good, or like, what, you know, like I'm not dressing to impress anyone else but me now. Or I'm dressing for the girls. I want the girls to think I look cool. I want, like, when a girl compliments your outfit, peak peak compliment. I don't need a man to compliment my outfit, okay? Because they probably don't fucking get it. I'm being very harsh. Sam always gets the outfits, and a lot of men do get it, but you know what I mean. I'm not dressing for the masses of men anymore. And that's why on my social media, 96% women, it is like my biggest, proudest achievement is that I'm not for the men, girls. And I love not being for the men. I am just so happy for it just to be for the girls. And I think that makes me even more like, yes, like I don't need male validation. And thank God I gave up on a long time ago. But yeah, when I started dressing for myself and not like wanting to look hot or like, should I wear my boobs out or like, you know, that kind of way, like when you're younger, you do that. And when I stopped doing that and just dressed like for myself, what I like to wear, not thinking, do I look sexy? Do I look cute? Like, is someone in the library going to fancy me? But we all do it when we're younger, like in school, in college, it's fair enough. I don't blame anyone for that. But when I let go of that, I think is when I really found that I let go of male validation. A really weird memory just came to my mind. And this was, this made me like sick of male validation as well. I remember I was in a queue for a club with the girls and we were going on a night out and I had a few drinks with me. And honestly, girls, okay, I'm not rowdy. I'm not one to be mouthy. A few drinks, I will stand up for myself if I have to. But my sister Lucy's really, she's well able to stand up for herself and she will put her foot down if you piss her off. So I really channeled Lucy in this situation. This guy was in front, I think he might have skipped us in the queue. That's a pet peeve of mine. Don't fucking skip me in a queue. I think that is the rudest thing. This guy skipped us in the queue and I can't remember. He said something to my friend. Or no. Actually, sorry. He said something to a girl that was in front of us. She wasn't one of my girls. But if I see any gal getting under attack, I will be there. I will stand in. So he said something rude to a girl. And I don't know, I bit him. I said, not actually, not physically, but I barked and I said something. I can't really remember what I said. And he turned around and he said, "You fat bitch." I remember this so well. And so he called me a fat bitch. And all I remember was we were in a crowd. So all he could actually see of me was my face. So like it wasn't like he couldn't even see my body and he was calling me a fat bitch. And I don't know why this has just come to mind. But I remember in the moment I was shook. And I think that night, I actually remembered, obviously I still remember it, but it did resonate with me for a long time. And I was like, oh my God, he called me a fat bitch. And like all I could think about was like all he could see was my face. So I was like, okay, so like, he saw my face and assumed I'm a fat bitch. And I let that belief in for so long. I was like, hey, I have a fat face. I must have a fat face because this man just looked at my face and no other part of me, this boy, should I say, and called me fat bitch. So for so long, I was like, men must perceive me as a fat bitch. Like I just took that nasty, and actually, sorry, in that same night, in that same queue, he turned around to me and the girls. He was like, I'm only messing you all. Like, it was a gross interaction. But I remembered it forever. And I think then when I then was like realizing how I'm letting go of male validation, I was like so disappointed in myself for hanging on to that moment and like allowing that comment from a man make me believe a certain way about myself. And when I realized that I'd done that, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with fixating on what men have to say. I'm so over it. Like they don't get me. They don't understand me. Why the fuck would I listen to them anyway? I didn't want to impress him anyway. So yeah, sorry. That was just a really random memory that came to my brain. I thought I should share it if it came to to my brain in that situation because it must be linked. So yeah, that's really how I kind of learned to give up on seeking male validation because I learned they don't know what they're fucking talking about anyway. And once you let go of it, it is so freeing. I think you'll start finding actual nice men when you stop looking for seeking male validation. Maybe you find that you're always sleeping with men to, you know, you're looking for validation. You might feel really shit about yourself after it. I think it's really important to kind of dig deep there and wonder, what am I seeking? Am I seeking intimacy? Am I seeking love that I'm not giving to myself? And if you're seeking male validation, it's why. I realized that I was seeking it because I was insecure in my looks and my body. So I thought I needed a man to tell me that I'm beautiful or that I have a body or whatever. And that's what I relied on, which is so crazy, but it's true. We all do it. I think society also makes us behave that way, which is so sad, but it's true. You know, all the movies that we watch when we're teenagers, it's all about being appealing to men and looking attractive for men and all these weird things that you look back on in teen movies that you're like, whoa, like they like romanticized men or boys fancying you in a bikini or things like this. Like, there's so many examples of that, and it's just so wrong, but it's just how we're raised and it's devastating. It needs to change. But that is my, that's kind of where it started for me, was dressing for myself and stop depending on male opinions, stop seeking their attention. And I think when you give that up, you actually attract good, nice men like my Sambe. Okay, next. Any advice for getting your mojo back, like new hot girl habits or hobbies that you recommend? So, getting your mojo back, I feel like I love a reinvention. I love redemption. I love a rebranding. I love a comeback. And I feel like I will plan my own little comeback every few weeks, few months. Like, I feel like we gotta rejuvenate ourselves every once in a while. I feel like every few weeks I'm like, whoa, I think I forgot, like, to slay for a minute. Like, let's slay again. So my advice for getting your mojo back is, I actually talked about this before, is I like to sit and give the months a title. So you could now say, okay, we're in March, we're going to keep slaying March, but come April, you're going to be in your It Girl era in April. So me and Sam are going to be in Sydney in April. So I want us to be, we'll chat with Sam on Thursday's episode, and we'll chat about what we want to title our month of April. But I want it to just be so slay. Like, I just want to feel fab. I want to feel gorge in myself. I want to be confident on the beach. I have all these little themes now that I know that I want to be in April. So that would be my first piece of advice, is like, give yourself little themes and little goals. So I also feel like outfit planning is something also that's a really good way to like plan like your month and like get your mojo back. I love that phrase, mojo back. So like, plan how you're going to be. Plan how you're going to be the It Girl. Plan how you're going to love the month. Without planning, what is it? Fail to plan. Plan to fail. And I forget that sometimes. And I feel like if I plan my month or plan my week, and you're scheduling in your sleigh, girls, okay? Schedule in the sleigh. Schedule in the outfit that you want to wear. Schedule in the day that like you want to, maybe you're going out and you want to be unreal. You want to feel fab. You want to be confident. You want to serve. You want to show up and people are like, oh, she arrived today. You know, like, plan that into your schedule. I think it's really easy to forget our mojo and like forget like that we want to feel good in ourselves. We want to look good. We want to feel good. So don't forget to schedule it in, like even put it in the routine. And that would be my advice, is mojo doesn't just come back. Mojo very easily gets lost because you forget to schedule it in. We're forgetting to plan it. We're forgetting to organize ourselves to slay. So start theming your months or your weeks, and start like setting the routine of slay. That's what we call it. Let's schedule our slay, girls. And habits, I love my morning habits. I love my morning routines. I think a really good habit is really just how you speak to yourself. Put a little sticky note on the mirror to say, schedule your slay. Slay the day. Hobbies, my favorite hobbies. Well, I've a blurred line between hobbies and, I don't know, like my hobbies, would you call Pilates hobbies? Spa is now my hobby. My steam room sauna and cold plunge is my hobby. When we're in Sydney, I very much want to be in the sea at 6 a.m. I'm not a sea girl in Dublin. I gotta be honest, it's too fucking cold. Maybe I will become that girl. But in Sydney, I know I want to be in the sea at 6 a.m. That's going to be a hobby for me for the month of April. My bestie Hannah, again, she took a pottery course, what a queen, and by the end of it she has like these little mugs that she's made for herself, and I just think that's so cute, like drinking out of your own coffee mug that you made for yourself. I think that's so cute. And then you meet people in doing these things as well. She's also a great crocheter and knitter. She knit me a scarf, which is adorable. So any kind of things like this, like that you can do at home, even start reading the self-help books. There's loads of hobbies that you can do that will start making you get your mojo back. You'll feel inspired again. It's always great to take up a new hobby because that's where you get the inspo again. You got to take up new things. You got to try new things to keep up the mojo. You know, we get bored easily. I definitely get bored easily. So Pilates has been my new fixation. I'm such a fixator as well. I'm either all in or I'm nothing. So now I'm fixated on Pilates. I'm fixated on my little morning routine in the sauna and steam room. So that's what I would recommend, is anything that's fulfilling you and making you work on yourself, and schedule the slay, girlies, okay? That's how we get our mojo back, is put it in the diary, either by day, by week, by month, I don't mind, and start titling your months. So next month is going to be your It Girl era, or it could be your Hot Girl Spring era, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to focus on. It could be Study Girl, okay? You might be Studious Queen for April. You might be in college or whatever. So focus it around what you want to be for the month, what you want to achieve for the month, what you want to focus on. And make sure you have a little title for it and remember it and put it in your notes and implement it. Make a little vision board for the month, okay? I'm going to do that, actually. I'm going to do that for a vision board for Sydney. One last question, because I feel like we need an update. Sorry, it's so funny that we're going to talk about the coil, but someone asked how my thumbnail is, and I was like, I wonder. I can't remember if we were recording the pod when I lost my thumbnail. Sammy, do you remember if we were on the pod when I lost my thumbnail? I don't think we were. No, he's nodding no. That's a no. No, girls, I was not on the pod when I lost my thumbnail. Thumbnail slaying, thank you for asking. She's fully back. I lost my thumbnail on a girls' trip in Marbella and the whole actual nail came off and it was traumatizing. Everyone told me it would take 6 months to grow back. It took about 2 months to grow back and I was told I would not have her back for Christmas. I had her back for Christmas and she's slaying and I have biab on her. So thank you for asking about my thumbnail. But a lot of questions about the coil. Is it... Almost, no, it's not 2 years since I got the coil, is it? No, it's a year and a half since I got the coil. Came off the pill, got the coil. She's great, girls, she's absolutely great. I really recommend. Now, I'm not a doctor, go to your doctor before thinking about getting the coil. I didn't have a great experience getting her in. I think it's absolutely barbaric that in Ireland you are not sedated or given meds for the... I was going to say surgery. It's not a surgery, but for the procedure. It's wild to me. I nearly fainted on the bed. My doctor injected me with painkillers and something else because it was so bad, injected me in the bum cheek. So I would recommend, if you can, I would absolutely ask for like anesthesia or something. I know like in every other country, I'm pretty sure they do, but they don't do that here. Anesthetic, is that what I'm looking for? Is that the word? Anyway, so the getting her in was traumatizing. A lot of girls say it is and it isn't. It's each to their own. But since that, she's been great. Sure, I went to Electric Picnic straight after getting it done. That was a wild, wild ride. I just drank the pain away. But otherwise, the update is she's great. She's great. I forget she's there. We call her Colleen the Coil, and Colleen is great. No problems from Colleen. I did get her checked a few months ago just to like, I was worried, like, what if she's missing? I just had like an irrational fear. And she was great. She's still there. She's still slaying. And that's the coil update. What kind is she? Marina coil? I know there's a few different, but that was another question, was what one did I get? I got the Marina coil, and she's been great. But again, I'm not a doctor, girls, and I don't have all the info and all the coils. I just remember that was the one that we chose for me. And it's wild when you go to the chemist, the pharmacy, to get your prescription of the, like, you have to go and buy the coil. I think it might be covered by the government now or something. It wasn't for me. I spent about €300 on this, and the size of the box you're handed is terrifying, because it's the, like, application as well, so it comes with it's a whole thing, so it comes in a big box, don't be frightened. And if you can't get it for free, I think it might be free now. Anyway, that's Colleen the Coil. Girlies, that is all for today's questions. I hope they were very random, but I hope they answered some of your questions and gave you some inspo for getting your mojo back, hopefully some inspo for loving yourself and not needing male validation. 2024 is no male validation. We don't need that anymore. We're saying goodbye to that. We're going to grab Sambe now and do your QRA, which you'll hear on Thursday's episode. Girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring the pod. We love you so much here. The link will be below in the description, and there will be a code or a discount or the most recent sale info will be below, because you can always get your monies off when shopping on Naked and shop all your spring wardrobe. Okay, girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have the best week, and slay. Schedule your slay, okay? Love you. Bye.